Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Also joining me from IBM is Jeff Smith. Rich, what are some of the best ways to communicate the critical importance of performance management, and to what extent do you see some of the increasing use of social networking technologies such as blogs and wikis as valuable tools in communicating both the importance of accountability as well as the progress in performance?
Well, one of the first things as far as communicating goes is, and I like to refer to it as being able to engage your program folks, your office folks, engage them in what's happening as far as performance management is concerned. And what that means as far as communicating goes is that as you're making the next step, as you're developing your processes, you got to reach out to them. You got to talk to them. Folks who look at cultural change, and that's what this is all about. This is what's the underlying aspect of this. As you're looking at culture change, you can't talk to them enough. You want them to see themselves in it. So when we develop the strategic plan, what we do is we go out, reach out to the bureaus. What are the key things that you're looking at? What are trying to achieve? Can we capture that in the strategic plan? Can we capture that in the measures? Try to engage them as much as possible. That's part of the communication process. So to extent that they can see themselves in the final product, well, that's what you want. You want them to be able to identify with it because that makes it more useful to them. And that's the other key thing is, am I making something that's useful for them? Am I creating a construct that just basically is up and out, or is it something that they can also use to give themselves feedback? So they start to realize that, well, we're not just treating invasive plants, we're trying to control them. So you're trying to make sure you make those distinctions. As far as the technologies, the blogs and such, I got to admit that that's something that that I think does hold some promise. When we revised the strategic plan for 2007 to 2012, a colleague of mine and I, well, we toured the country, went to basically 6 locations. We got tribal input, public input, and employee input. And one of the things we heard most often, or I don't know if it was most often, but I know it really appealed to me or really said something to me was, it's great that you guys from Washington come out to see us every once in a while and talk about what's going on. And they're interested. I mean, they're working in the field delivering the program objectives. On the other hand, they want to see how that fits into what's going on in Washington, how that fits in with the department and with the bureau leadership as well. And so we started to wrestle with, well, but how do I communicate that? Do we create this network where we tell every division director, you have it with your staff, and your staff turns around and calls, 16 field people, and so on and so forth. And you're trying to figure out, well, what's the way to do that? And, the notion of maybe putting some of this information, making it available in a sense that you know it's there, you could call it up, and you could say, well, I don't want to necessarily go through all of this, but this topic here kind of intrigues me. And to be able to go sort through that, find that, and be able to learn more about it, I think that does have the potential that we could start to reach folks who are interested, who want to get a sense for what's happening across the country. That's a way to do it. The question just becomes, how do you organize it so that they're able to retrieve it and they can sort through it and figure out what they want. So I think that does really have that has a valuable application.
We hear a lot in government about collaboration. What kind of partnerships are you developing now to improve operations or outcomes at Interior, and how many of these partnerships change over time?
Well, I mean, one of the partnerships obviously is amongst ourselves. So I mentioned the Performance Management Council that I meet with, get bureau representation and such. I assume you're probably, are you talking more about partnerships? You mean like partnerships outside
between agencies?
Well, between agencies and between the government and the public. There's another executive order on partnerships. We call it cooperative conservation, and a lot of effort going on. Well, when I say a lot, there's key folks who are working with other key folks in bureaus to look at across the board and say, well, where are we reaching out? Are we reaching out with all the others, government or otherwise, who are trying to pursue and conduct the same things that we're looking towards? It is an emphasis. I know that there was a cooperative conservation summit or gathering in, I think it was St. Louis a year or so ago, where government agencies and others who were interested in natural cultural resource management basically got together and said, well, what's in the way of us working together? And when you think about it, as far as natural
particularly natural resource management is concerned, well, the government doesn't necessarily have to do everything. There are communities out there who are interested in, I don't want to wait for the government to come here. I know what I need here. How do we help them basically try to figure out what they need to do locally and encourage them to do it and then recognize when they do it. So we do have these programs that are reaching out and looking at what barriers may be in place to keep government agencies from engaging the private sector or local governments and such. So and obviously the first stop is always with other government agencies. And also too, you want to do that because, hey, if you're doing that, I don't want to do it too. I'd much rather, I bring what I can I have as far as this is concerned. If you've got the other part that I don't have, well, that's even better. So cooperative conservation, these partnerships and such, it's key. This is more about engaging more folks in the country of trying to achieve, this stewardship role, and them getting them involved too. And then all of a sudden what happens, they start to realize the challenges that you have. And they go, oh my gosh, that's kind of tough. And then they end up helping you, and you just achieve more in the long run. And they're engaged because, well, they take pride of ownership of what they're doing for the resource that's right there in their hands.
Sure, sure. So Rich, as you look to the future, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges that your organization is going to encounter? And how do you envision that your office will need to evolve, let's say, over the next couple of years to meet some of these challenges?
Well, I think the thing that we have to deal with is the culture change. This is a different way of thinking for some folks. To look at performance, we have to help them understand that it's not necessarily going to be a bad thing, even if your results aren't the way you want them to be, that you can use it in a constructive way. The other thing I think we're dealing with is that there's a lot of emphasis on data. There's a lot of data going on, and to some extent, in looking at performance, we've encouraged the creation of more performance measures, more data associated with it, and we have more data, but do we really have more information? And it comes down to how do you organize it? Can I organize the data? All this data that's being collected and being looked at, is the right data being collected at the project level for their decisions? Is the right data being collected at the program level? And to realize that, how do I find out what particularly needs to be bubbled up so that we can start to make decisions at the executive level, at the government level? We need more information, not really necessarily more data. And we have plenty of financial folks and auditing folks who would like to go out and make sure that there are management practices in place to ensure that you have the right information. I'm not trying to belittle that, but let's not have it get in the way of at least having some information that helps us basically move forward. One of the things we find sometimes is like in law enforcement, the first thing the law enforcement folks will tell you is that, crime rate's not really a good measure of my performance. And that's true. There are a lot of factors that are not under their control, but to the other extent is if you can define your performance or explain it relative to the crime rate, right, I've got something now that more people can understand. And so that gives you that framework of being able to convey the understanding along with conveying the performance. And also, too, it just builds the credibility that, that we see this technical capability that exists and that we know that it's being practiced. So, we basically have to help become more strategic, if I can say that about folks who work in the strategic planning area, more strategic about how we're using the data, how do we construct it, and how do we bring it to decision makers so that it's useful for them to make decisions.
Rich, at the start of the hour, you told us just a wonderful story about how you got started in government. I'm curious, what advice might you give someone who's out there thinking about whether they should get involved with government or public service?
Well, I think the thing is that if you're thinking about getting involved with public service, you do have to understand that this is a highly collaborative process. There are many people who are involved. I mean, that's part of what this country is formed on is that, it is a democracy. People have a say. And you have to realize that it's not just a case of, hey, I've got this great idea, I have an answer, and I can help make things better. You have to realize that, well, you have to take that answer and then start to work through with all the other folks who are involved, whether it be at a bureau level, an agency level, whether it be the executive office, whether it be Congress, that you have to get them all to buy into it as well. You have to help them understand, what you're trying to do and how it would work. So it's not just a question of having the answer. It's you just are not just skilled in getting the answer. You're also skilled in helping other folks, influence other folks to come along with you. And that's part of the job too. So you need to understand that as you're trying to get into a government career. And some people find that exciting, that can I influence the way, not just have the answer, but you know, have it become part of policy and have it become part of practice. The other thing is that make sure that, you know, you have a grasp for, you know, to some extent, government can run like a business. To some extent, they'll be ready for the challenges that, you know, businesses, I don't want to make it sound easy, but businesses basically a lot of times work with market factors. I'm not an economist, but there are things that the government does, which even economists would say are considered externalities. They work outside the market function. That means that they're tough to quantify. But don't let that hold you up from stopping and trying to at least come up with something that's still useful for decision making. But realize that you're not going to be able to come out and find and say, oh, look, I can come right here and say, I can tell you how much access to resources are going on here because of, it may be hard to quantify. You may find out for how you're improving the quality of life. How do you measure those kind of things? So be ready for the fact that some of this stuff, you're going to be asked to identify an outcome. You need to talk about it. You want to show your results to it. But it may not be easily quantified. But don't let it stop you from trying to find it. So just be ready to deal with those things.
That's a great perspective. I think that's very well said. Rich, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Jeff and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the roles that you've held at NASA and now DOI.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you all inviting me and get a chance to talk about some of these things. The other thing I would just point folks to is that I'm really curious to see that when we put together this highlights report, does it really speak to folks who are not necessarily bent in all the details? They want to get a sense of what's happening across an agency as broad of interior. You can go to the website. It's www.doi.gov, pretty straightforward. And if you look down the left side, you'll see that there's a link there called DOI Performance, and you can see the products that we produce, what we're trying to do, and particularly look on the highlights report from 2007, see if it makes sense to you. The other thing that is take a look and see what the kind of talented help that does work for the government could be able to produce. One of the things I'm lucky about is that I have a very talented staff. And I sometimes jokingly say that I come up with these crazy ideas. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, you know, do you think, could we do this? Could we measure performance across an organization this large with maybe just a subset of our strategic plan measures? And they'll look at you and they'll kind of say, well, maybe we can. And they come up with an organized process of how you would be able to capture that performance at that level. And then there are other folks who start to be able to attribute the cost to it, even though sometimes, you know, it's maybe outcome oriented and it's not, you know, the financial output kind of thing that you would like to see in a financial statement, but they still find information that's useful. And then being able to pull it all together, pull across the bureaus and pull it into a report that hopefully, you know, says something to folks about giving them a sense of what interior is doing, how well we're doing it, and where we still need to take some attention and still need to change. So it's good to have them as well. And that's why you mentioned about people coming involved with government. I hope that folks would basically take on the challenge and bring their skills and their talents to help with public service as well.
That's great. Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the U.S. Department of the Interior. My co-host has been Jeff Smith, Federal Civilian Account Leader at IBM. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.